Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program we discuss problems, issues and other relevant questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, all of the answers provided in this program are mostly based upon the holy book of the Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and naturally of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon them all. Joining us in the studio is our dear friend and Islamic researcher Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today we will yet again and for the final time be talking about how we may raise our children Islamically in a good way, in a good way of upbringing, without at all employing any means of violence, because as you said multiple times now, any form of violence in Islam is not condoned. Last time we spoke about we should show our children, for example, positive emotions, because we said children are very sensitive, especially when they are growing up. And to help with their worry and all the hormones going haywire inside their bodies, it can do some good to show them that they are safe, to show them comfort with their parents. And lastly, we also said that it's very important that we should work on creating a bond of respect that goes both ways between the parents and the children. Dear Sayyid, what other manners must we employ to avoid violence when raising our children?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Again, as we begin with our previous episode, we said that violence is condoned in Islam in all ways, shapes and forms with anyone and especially with children.
Right.
Now, having that in mind, then me and you, we face a hurdle that we have to get over, is how do I and you raise our children without resulting to hitting or using violence?
Right.
So we mentioned many things that we find helpful and useful and work when dealing with children and teenagers. Amongst of which is putting laws in place. At least they say 4 to 5, not more. 5 basic but enforced laws.
In the home, you mean?
In the home, yeah, with the children. So the children learn the concept of rules and the concept of government and the concept of authority.
Right, constitution and rights and so on and so forth.
So for example, you make it a law in the house for the child to always say thank you.
Right.
You make it a law for the child to say always please.
When asking for something.
Yeah, right. Or to make him always go wash his hands before food.
Right.
So, and he needs to uphold to it, like you have to enforce it and you have to make sure the child is actually used to it. And so this takes a bit of time for it to become a habit.
Yeah,
so obviously it requires a lot of patience from you. So for example, I've always made a rule in my house that when the kids finish eating, they have to say thank you to their mom.
Right. So we should make these rules to encourage discipline, mm-hmm. in essence. And with that in mind, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are talking about how we can raise our children in a non-violent manner. Please pick up where you left off.
We were saying just before the break that we need to put 4 to 5 laws and enforce them. So obviously begin with simple, easy, doable for kids. Like I said, as simple as saying thank you, saying please, or taking your shoe before you get into the house.
So they shouldn't be complicated rules.
No, just simple ones that they can do.
Right.
And obviously it has to be things that you also do. You can't ask them to say thank you and please and you don't do it yourself.
Of course, yeah.
Right? So that would be hypocrisy.
Of course.
So if you see that the kids, they, you know, master these five and then now they do it naturally without you being telling them and stuff, maybe you can add another one or two.
Right.
And give an increasing. So the basically all you're doing is you're just increasing good behavior in them.
You're teaching them how to be upstanding citizens.
Exactly. So you don't want to overburden them with rules and regulations. And you don't want to let them loose either.
Right.
So it's a work in progress, which, like I said, requires a lot of patience and a lot of perseverance.
Of course.
All right. So this is also one of the means that we can use to make sure that we don't resort to violence.
So another preventative measure.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
So having said these things, and then it's a matter of you yourself, okay? So understanding a child, understanding how the child works, understanding how the child operates, understanding all these things, it should also give you an insight of how to deal with a child. Because most of the people and most of the parents, if not all of them, who resort to violence, they have, in my opinion, they have zero knowledge of upbringing a child.
Right.
Not Islamically, not secularly, not, I don't know, even any sort of knowledge. If I see a person hitting his child, I do understand that this person has zero information when it comes to bringing his child up.
Right.
Because, like I said, violence is not the way. There are other means. And clearly this parent, be it the mother or the father, they never heard of him.
Never in their life.
Because if they did, if they read them, if they would consider or reconsider as well. Okay. I do understand some people was like, look, no, I've read all of these things. I never hit my child, but there are times where I'm forced to hit him.
Right.
So, okay, again, you're giving yourself an excuse.
Yeah.
All right?
Of course.
So we say no. As parents, we need a lot of self-restraint, especially when it comes to kids.
Right.
Because kids are spontaneous themselves. They're troublemakers, they're active, their lack of thinking, their lack of understanding things is very low, which means they will do anything in whatever they desire.
Right.
So they have no limitations. So you have to take that into consideration that your child one day will do the unthinkable around you.
Right.
And that what would your action be? Violence or something else?
Right. Let's go ahead and take a quick break, dear Saeed.
Ya muqiya al-khayrat, ya muqiya al-khayrat, ya muqiya al-khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Ya muqiya al-khayrat, ya muqiya al-khayrat.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing how we may employ other means of disciplining or upbringing our children that are non-violent. Dear Sayyid, please enlighten us further.
Now, when it comes to self-reform and fixing oneself, it's obviously where the major role is. You can,
right.
No matter how many things you have in place, in order for you to, as we call them, preventive measures to prevent
right.
yourself from using violence, and then at the end of the day, these will mean nothing if you yourself do not have self-control.
If you are the problem.
Yeah, if you are the problem, if you are angry with parents who are angry,
right.
First and foremost, they need to go control their anger. Because a lot of kids, sadly, they get punished and they get hit for no reason. Just because
yeah.
the parent is angry.
Bad day at work, something happened
yeah.
outside, whatever it is.
Yeah, so they come fueled up.
Right.
And the child is like a small, stupid thing, like not even something that
right.
you would consider.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden you see the fire goes in rage.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, I give you an example that I've seen, that sometimes like a child would change the channel while his father is watching. You know, it takes the remote and just change the channel.
Yeah.
And the father just goes in uproar and he's like smashes the child and takes the control from him.
Just for that.
And sometimes I've seen cases where people hit children who are like even maybe 2 or 3 years old. I'm like, he's a child. Like, I'm trying to teach him not to do it again. I'm like, that's not the way to teach.
There's
and
no
now,
way at all.
Now you have to pay him money. You have
right.
to pay gold to this child.
You do not even hit an animal.
Yeah. So sometimes we do the worst things for the, you know, for the worst things.
Yeah.
So we need, first and foremost, a person who has anger. He needs to control his anger.
Right.
He needs to educate himself when it comes to the Islamic rules around
right.
violence itself, because many people don't understand the rules.
Right.
And even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about man and a woman relationship, when he talks about violence, for example, he says hit them and stuff like that.
Right.
The interpretation of hitting is like, I don't know, hitting it with a toothpick.
Very something very, very...
Yeah, it's like a toothpick
right.
or something. I'm
right.
like, okay.
Strictly fix pain, but nothing lasting at all.
Yeah, yeah. So, and the idea was like not to hurt her physically, but to hurt her emotionally.
Right.
To show your
right, like a slap, some say. A slap doesn't
yeah.
hurt too much, but it's emotional damage.
Yeah, no, a slap sometimes hurts too much. Depends,
yeah.
depends on the slapping.
Right. But a backhand, you say it, it just kills you.
Yeah, yeah, so it depends. So,
yeah.
But when it comes to like hitting, like the Quran says, it's like, you know, a toothpick just to make sure that the emotion.
And only in some circumstances as
yeah.
well. Not
yeah.
in every single situation. You're angry, you go and pick up your toothpick and start.
Well, that's a different case for another day.
Right, yeah.
So the idea is when it comes with kids as well, you have to be in absolute control of yourself and you have to make sure that you understand your the rulings in this regard. We
right.
don't want to get ourselves in a mess with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment.
Of course.
And
not.
I've heard a lot of stories about people either killing their children to death by hitting them too hard. I've heard people breaking hands and legs of their children. People like damaging the eyes of their children.
Right.
I mean, they don't mean to, the parent doesn't mean to do that, but because of his rage,
right.
and obviously when he hits, he cannot calculate how fast or how strong he's going,
of course.
He causes damage. And that definitely, on Day of Judgment,
right.
you're going
to
yeah. get stuck.
Definitely don't do that.
Yeah, you're going to get stuck.
Right. And keeping that in mind, we will unfortunately have to end today's program. I thank you for your insightful knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any comments or questions, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. In addition to that, we also have social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Fi amanillah.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.